Welcome to the Watoto Church podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
Happy Women's Day. Happy Women's Day, ladies in the house. I don't know about you, but I am really glad and thankful that God made me a woman. So I am glad that we have a special day like this. And just to say something, dear men in the house, even though it's Women's Day, we love you, we honor you, we celebrate you and thank God for the gift that you are to us in our lives, in our families, in this church, and in this nation. However, just for today, please come along with us and celebrate your mothers, your wives, your sisters, your daughters, your mother-in-law, every significant woman in your life. You know, call her up today and say something really nice and sincere. You know, send her mobile money, send her airtime. If you missed the father-daughter date yesterday, you have a chance today. After the service, take your daughter out for lunch, and then in the evening, take your wife out for dinner. Celebrate them. I also can't forget to bring you greetings from the mother of the house, Marilyn Skinner. She really wishes she would have been here this morning, but unfortunately, like Pastor Gary said, she's away in Australia. But her heart and her love are with us. So I hope you receive her greetings. As the church, our theme this year is the kingdom of God first. And I really love that theme. I think it's really timely, especially with all that's happening. And when I think specifically about the woman in this season, in this day and age, there's a lot of things that the woman is faced with, you know, domestic violence, sex trafficking, abuse in all forms, unequal rights, you know, in the workplace and wherever. They suffer so many things that can be challenging. And so we want to take time this morning and remind you, dear precious woman, that you are loved by God, that He has a special plan and a special purpose for each one of you as His children. So in line with the theme, we want to talk about the kingdom woman. I want to read for us from Matthew 6, 25 to 33. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of a field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will He not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall I eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you as well. Talking about the kingdom woman, she has so many virtuous qualities. But today I want to especially highlight three of them. And the first quality I want to talk about is that a kingdom woman knows her value. When you think about, you know, the text we've just read says flowers are beautiful. And we all know flowers are symbols of beauty. You know, in Uganda, when you have a wedding, it's not complete until there's lots of flowers to grace the function and make it beautiful. When we meet royalty, like if you met the queen, you present her with a beautiful bouquet of flowers, right? When babies are born, when they come into this world, we bring flowers. So flowers are really, really beautiful. Today we just gave my own mom a bouquet of flowers, you know, because she has lived long and beautiful on the face of this earth. So even though flowers are beautiful, the Word of God tells us that you and I, we are of far greater value than those flowers. And He takes care of us. So I want to highlight two things about the woman who knows her value. One, she is God's masterpiece. Listen, ladies, the Bible says that God knows the end at the beginning. So when He was creating you and I, He already knew exactly what He intended for you to look like. It was not a gamble. It was not a thing that happened just by accident. He knew to the detail how He wanted you to look like. It wasn't one of those situations where His procurement officer in heaven came in and said, dear God, we've just brought in a new carton of melanin. So the very first people produced are really dark. And then the second batch of them are really light because we are running out of melanin. When He was creating Vanita, it was not that at that point He had run out of long bones and so had to use short bones. He knew exactly how He wanted me to look. So none of us is by accident. Sadly though, today, the world has tried to redefine beauty. Even though the world is not the author of beauty, it has tried to redefine beauty. And they tell you that if you're not tall, dark, and handsome for a man, you're lacking. They tell you that if you're not skinny and you look like a victim from concentration camps, you're not beautiful enough. They tell you that if you're a plus size, you're size 16 or something, then you're not beautiful enough. Listen, I want to tell you, when God created you and made you size 16, He knew that that is how He would have you, was beautiful. So carry that size 16 with grace, with dignity, with poise, with gratitude before your Maker. Do not do yourself the injustice of trying to get your beautiful, gorgeous size 16 body and you try to squeeze it into a size 10 dress. That is wrong. That is such an injustice against you and against God. Dress yourself the right way. Carry yourself the right way. Do not be deceived because we've been told if you're light-skinned, then you're beautiful. So if you're dark, then you're not beautiful. Do not try to bleach yourself and lighten yourself with Jik and all these other detergents in an effort to become lighter. That will only harm you and you sell yourself short. God, your Maker, created you a masterpiece. Remember that. Psalms 139 tells me that God knit me together in my mother's womb. He created me fearfully and wonderfully. Remember that word every day when the standards and the lies of this world besiege you. The second thing I want to emphasize about a woman who knows her value is that she knows her identity. Now, as the family of Rotlonios, we keep saying, you know, do not shame the family name. So the kids know they need to behave a certain way. They need to carry themselves a certain way because they are the Rotlonios. That's our family name, right? So as children of God, we carry the name of our Father. And He determines how we behave. He determines our identity. It is not, you know, the world has tried to define identity and say you have to come from a certain type of class of family for you to be of worth or identity. It says you have to marry a certain caliber of man, you know, one who's tall, dark, and handsome, and 6 foot tall, and has a bank account that is of a certain weight. Those are lies. They tell you you must have a certain status in terms of career and job and dress a certain way, and that is where your identity comes from. We have women today who, even though they want to get married for life, are looking at things that pass away. They're saying, I will marry the man because he can take me to Mombasa on vacation. He can take me to Dubai and France to shop so that I can post beautiful pictures on Instagram and Facebook. If that is where your identity comes from, precious child of God, do not be deceived. Do not conform to the standard of this world. The Bible tells me that a beautiful name, a good name, is far more precious than wealth and riches. Now, the most beautiful name I can think about is the name of Jesus Christ, that is higher than any other. And the Bible says we are co-heirs with Christ. We belong to the family of God. So let your identity come from things of eternity. What happens if you lose that job? It can be, it's here today, but tomorrow it may be gone. So let's get our identity from our Father in heaven. Amen? And you know, just to illustrate that, you know, this point on value, I have a 50K note, you know? It can buy me lipstick, right? Here, it's Women's Day, so it has to be lipstick. It can buy me lipstick. So let's say life happens, like it happens to women every day, you know? You get slapped around, you get beaten around, you're kicked, 1-2 uppercut, you know? You're beaten around and you're bruised and broken, and these things happen, right? And then on top of that, you're broken, creased, rejected, abandoned, called worthless, and you make mistakes and wrong turns in life, and they lead you to the wrong things like abortion, and maybe your marriage is broken, and you have failures, and your children are thrown out of school for indiscipline, and you're fired from the job, and you're homeless, and prostitution comes in, and then you're, you know, down in the trenches of life. And the gutters and the filth of this world is your, what you're clothed in, because you're now in addiction and pornography and sex trade and all those things that happen to us in life, you know? And you're filthy, you're rotten. I have a question. Can this still buy me lipstick? It can still buy me the same lipstick. The point I want to put across, precious child of God, it doesn't matter what situations life throws your way. It doesn't matter which pit you have dug yourself into, how low you have fallen. Your maker alone determines your value. It is not the situations. It is not the circumstances. It's not the winds and waves and storms of life that determine your value. God has determined it, and it will not change. And so when that happens, you go back to your maker, and he straightens you out, and he cleans you up, and he makes you new again, like this. And if you're broken and bruised and damaged, like sometimes this could have been torn or ripped, I can take this back to the bank and get a new 50K note. You go back to your maker and he will make you new. Listen, child of God, there is no filth, there is no mistake, there is no wrong, there is no life you can dig yourself into that's beyond the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus redeems us. The second point I want to talk about for a kingdom woman is that she exemplifies godly character. If I can read from verse 33 again of Matthew 6, it says, but seek his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, the attitude and character of God. Now, we know character is the sum total of all our habits, you know, whatever we do, whether there's anyone seeing or not looking. That's character. That's what defines us. That's who we are. When I think about godly character, there's lots of us who exemplify that, but I'll pick out just one, Jennifer Musisi. A lot of us would know her in this place. Faithful woman of God, born again, and she responded to the call of God and became the first executive director of our Kampala Capital City Authority. And in her term of office, she faced a lot of opposition. She faced a lot of challenges. And this was largely because she decided to stand and uphold godly character. So people who wanted to cut corners, people who wanted to do things the wrong way, were fighting her. And because she was godly, you know, we had beautiful roads that came up in the city. We had traffic lights that worked for the first time in this city. We had paved roads, we had plants and flowers, and the city was clean and more orderly. And that was because she applied godly character. She tells you, you know, when she was leaving office, she mentioned that one of the things that really sustained her was the fact that every single day she prayed in her office. She had a team that prayed with her. Now, when we go to the Bible, I think of the Proverbs 31 woman. And if we can pick a few character traits from the Proverbs 31 woman. In verse 10, it says, a woman of noble character, who can find? She's worth far more than rubies. This talks, you know, generally about noble character, godly character. And I'll pick just one, you know, integrity. It's a rare commodity today. Recently, I was talking with someone and we're talking about the legal system and the challenges therein. And she mentioned that there's a motto by which a number of them live and stand by. And it says, justice goes to the highest bidder. How sad that is. As kingdom women, I encourage us, I implore us, I urge us, let us be women of truth, women of honor, women of integrity, whose yes is a yes, whose no is a no, who are willing to pay the price to stand for what is right. Amen? Verse 11 says, her husband has full confidence in her. This speaks of trustworthy character, a woman who's trustworthy. And you know, usually a woman who's trustworthy is a woman who has proven herself to be faithful, dependable. When she says, I am home, you don't have to check on her. Indeed, she's home. When she says, I am going on an extended trip with workmates for work, indeed, she's with workmates, but all she's doing with them is work. You can trust her. In this day and age, we have what we call side dishes. The man has a side dish, the woman has a side dish. No one trusts the other. When young girls are about to get married, some of the counsel we are given is, you know, a woman should always have something of her own. You know, have your secret bank account, have your secret business, have your secret house that you build secretly. Because with a man, you never know when things will go wrong. There's no trust, you know? So everyone has a plan B. I heard of a story recently of this couple that had been renting a house for about 10 years and they had never met the landlord. So at some point, they're going through financial challenges and they want to ask the landlord to give them a grace period within which they can pay. And the man labors to find the landlord. And eventually, when he finds the landlord, he discovers for 10 years, he's been renting from his wife. There's no trust. There's no faithfulness. But a woman, a kingdom woman, is trustworthy. When she gives you her word, you can go to the bank on it. Because she knows and upholds godly values. Verse 13, she works with eager hands. This speaks of diligence. 15, she provides food for her family. This is a hardworking woman. And then verse 20, she opens her arms to the poor. This speaks of generosity. You know, this Proverbs 31 woman, the kingdom woman, she's a generous woman. Several years back, I was challenged. When my kids were young, you know, 2 years, 3 years and all, and they would go through clothes so fast. And I thought, instead of throwing away these clothes, because now they're torn, they're stained, but they still have a bit of wear left in them. I thought, I know people who go around naked. I can pass on their clothes and they can wear these clothes. So I gave them to someone to pass them on. And she rebuked me and said, how can you pass on stained, torn clothes to other people? And that day I was challenged, and I promised myself that I would never, ever give out something I did not want to receive. David says, I will not give to the Lord anything that does not cost me. So generosity is costly. It involves sacrifice. I want to ask you today, would you say you're generous? If you can't say that, do you want to try and be a little more generous? Don't you think that would please our Lord? I challenge you. Verse 26, she speaks with wisdom. This speaks of a woman who uses her words wisely. When she opens her mouth, gold comes out. That means she's not a woman who's all over the place, blah, 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 you know? She thinks carefully about her words. She picks her battles. She does not have to get involved in any and everything. Recently, I was rebuked about gossip, you know? Gossip is when you carry information that you can, you know, you cannot even defend. Perhaps you've heard of it, but you cannot defend it. And then you carry it on to others. Well-meaning or not, if you cannot say it before the person who's being accused or upon whom it's alleged, it's not right. So a woman, a kingdom woman, uses her words wisely. Her words are to build strength and confidence and affirmation in people around her. She uses her words to bless, not to curse. She does not use her words to tear down. That's a kingdom woman. That's the kind of woman you and I need to be. Amen? And then the last character trait for the Proverbs 30 woman, I can think about it. Verse 31, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. This speaks of a woman who's God-fearing. I find that there's nothing more attractive than a God-fearing woman. A God-fearing woman is so beautiful. When you interact with her, you can trust what she says, because you know that her relationship with her Maker is solid. You know that she honors God, she loves God, and because of that, she will conduct herself in a manner that will be a blessing to others. I want to be a woman who fears the Lord. I hope you want to be a woman who fears the Lord. Amen? The last trait that a kingdom woman has is that she prioritizes the kingdom of God. First we said is she knows her value, and then we said she exemplifies godly character. This last one is she prioritizes the kingdom of God. Now, three things that a kingdom woman does as she prioritizes the kingdom of God. One, she knows the word of God. The Bible says in Psalm 119:105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. If you have the word of God, it will guide you. If you don't have the word of God, You'll trip, you'll stumble, you'll fall, you'll hurt yourself. You will go off the path that God intended for you to take because you're grappling in the dark. So a woman who knows the word of God walks in the will of God. She walks in the path that God has set before her. The Bible also says that the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. So that speaks of protection, for security, for the woman, the kingdom woman. If you know the word of God, then you're not vulnerable. Because if you don't have the word of God, you're vulnerable. You're exposed. You're helpless, defenseless. But the word of God makes you strong. It makes you confident. It makes you bold regardless of the situations that you're facing. And listen, precious children of God, the word of God doesn't mean, oh, I came to church on Sunday and Vanita read from Matthew 6. That was the word of God. I will take that for the week. It means that you go home and take time to read the word of God, to study it, to wait on God and ask him to speak to you through his word so that you can apply it to your life. Amen? The other thing the woman who prioritizes the kingdom does is that she's a prayerful woman. Communication is the lifeblood of any relationship. Between us and God, that lifeblood is through prayer. You're only as strong as your prayer life. If you pray, you're strong. If you do not pray, you're a weak, sleeping Christian. None of us wants to be weak. We all want to be strong. So I challenge you, be a woman who prays. And when I say a woman who prays, I don't mean the woman who came to church on Sunday and feels like I paid my dues for the week. So in the course of a week, I'll just say, oh God, you understand I'm busy. No, 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 no. Matthew 6:33 emphasizes, seek first and most importantly, the kingdom of God. Most importantly. So that means regardless of the season of life you're in, God is first. Your connection and intimacy and relationship with God is first. That means that you set aside time every day and make it a lifestyle and pray and seek God and wait on him and dwell in his presence, because then he strengthens you. The Bible says those who wait on the Lord renew their strength, you know? So you're only as strong as your connection with God. And I know that, you know, we have many seasons of life. And we have young girls who say, oh, I'm waiting for that man who will be the priest of my family. The one who will be fire spitting, demon chasing, pulling down heaven. He will be the one who offers the spiritual cover of our family. He'll have me protected. Child of God, listen to me. Your relationship with God is personal. First and foremost, it's personal. It's you and him. It's not you and your family through your husband. You and him. So you take time on your own. When you go before God, you'll not say, ah, you see, my husband prayed for me. It will be to give a personal account of what you did with Jesus Christ. So let's prioritize prayer. There are women who go through seasons, you know, like I've been through the season of having babies when they're newly born. And, you know, some women will stay away from church for up to 6 months because you're saying, oh, God understands this life, this season is hard, colic, long nights awake and all that, you know. Seek first the kingdom of God. Let's put things in their right order and he will take care of all the rest. He does not say seek first with exemptions, that if you've just had a baby, you're exempted, that if you've just gotten married, you're on sabbatical. He does not say that. At all times, a kingdom woman prioritizes their relationship with God. And then the other thing is, a kingdom woman goes about her father's business. That means she serves in the house of God. She's faithful in the house of God. She's committed, devoted, dedication. God dedicated. God has given us gifts. He has given us talents. He has given us abilities. He has given us resources. I ask you this morning, what are you doing with them in the house of God? He's planted us in this beautiful house of Watoto. So, child of God, are you volunteering? Do you usher? Are you a cell leader, cell host? Are you volunteering? He's given you a precious, precious gift called life. Use it to serve him first. And then he'll sort out all the other things you're pursuing. We sponsor, we take care of vulnerable women and orphans in Watoto. Are you part of that? Do you sponsor? Do you give? Are you generous in that area? If you're not, I challenge you to do something about it. We are cell-based community church. Are you in cell? If you're here this morning and you're not in cell, I want to tell you, do you perhaps think you're living in disobedience? As a kingdom woman, you can make it right today. You can go and sign up and be part of a cell from here going forward. A kingdom woman prioritizes the business of God. Amen? Now, as I close, you might be here and you're thinking, all those things you have said, they're really nice, but like this 50K note, life has happened to me. I am damaged. I am so messed up for God, or I can't do this on my own. God says, I will help you. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. His arms are wide open, waiting for you to come to him. And then he will help you, he will strengthen you, he will walk with you. So do not go off and miss God's purpose for your life. Yet you have an opportunity to be everything God has called each one of us to be. It can be beautiful. For as long as you have breath, you can make it right. I would like to pray with you in closing, if that's okay. I'll ask the women if you can stand up. Thank you, ladies. If you can stand up, then I'd love to pray with you in closing. Again, it is such a privilege. It's such a beautiful thing to be a kingdom woman. Let's aspire for that. Father God, I thank you for your precious daughters in your house this morning. And I thank you for each one of them. I thank you for their journeys. I thank you for the seasons of life in which they are. I thank you even for the challenges and the successes, their fears and strength, O King of Glory. You know them. You know each one of them by name. So, Lord, I commit them to you this morning. And I ask you, Lord, help them. Take them by the hand. Lift them out of the pits they might have dug themselves into. Lord, for some who are mild, lukewarm, fire us up, I ask in the name of Jesus. For some of us who might be lost, take us back on the right path, I ask you in the name of Jesus. And by your Spirit, would you guide us each and every day to be the woman that you have called us to be, your kingdom woman. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I love you. God bless you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope this message has inspired you to spread the love of Jesus. If you would love to know more information about us, please visit www.watotochurch.com.